Lecture topic, submitting to the commands of Allah Ta'ala.
What the Quran endorses as success. What Allah Ta'ala himself, the creator of insan, is endorsing, this person is successful. So his success of dunya is endorsed, and success of akhirat is already endorsed. So who else will say, no, I'm not following him except a fool. I want to do something else. Though his success is endorsed, and he has been already given the glad tidings of the acceptance from Allah Ta'ala, but na'uzu billah, I'm not going to follow him, I'm going to experiment something else. So who else will do something like this but a foolish person? So Allah Ta'ala is endorsing this and explaining this to us in the Quran Sharif as just some historical fact. No, that now we follow this. And therefore in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the usul and in the principles of deen, it was the same deen. So to start off with, this is what has been very, very clearly spelt out to us, that this is the path to success, which Allah has endorsed. And apart from this is foolishness. No matter what the dunya might call it, very smart, very intelligent, whatever they may call it, but it's foolish. So having now first brought this to our attention, that look, Ibrahim alayhi salam is endorsed success, his success is endorsed. Now how did he reach this? So how he reached it? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That remember the time when his Rabb, Ibrahim alayhi salam's Rabb said to him, أَسْلِمْ. أَسْلِمْ, submit, hand yourself over, give yourself fully over, don't keep anything back. Give yourself over to Allah Ta'ala. Submit totally to him. So what was his response? Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I totally submitted myself to Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb of the universe. Completely handed over. I have nothing of myself. No desire of my own. No will and wish of my own. No want of mine. It is what Allah wants from me is what I will do. Yes, we are created as insan in dunya, so we have desires, we have feelings, we have wants, we have a lot of things, but all that will be suppressed, and what will be, whatever in front will be, what is the will of Allah Ta'ala, what is the command of Allah Ta'ala, what is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, that is what will be given the preference over everything else. And our own desires, our own feelings, our own wants, all this will be suppressed. That is what will be accepted. Now, this is the spirit of deen. And this is what's the driving factor in a person that will drive him towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when he has made tasleem, he's handed himself over everything. Then when it comes to whether the tug of war in fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, that nafs is pulling in a different direction, he's able to still do what Allah wants. Because he's made taslim, he's a Muslim. Muslim comes from the same, Islam comes from the same aspect of handing oneself or submission. Islam is all about submission. So now there are many things that become obstacles. But when a person is truly a Muslim, he's made taslim, he's submitted himself. So all those obstacles, they come in the way, but it can't stop him. These things come to try and shackle him, but it can't shackle him. He gets past all this. Yes, there is some struggle within him sometimes, but that struggle is what Allah Ta'ala loves for his pleasure, when that struggle is undertaken, that mujahada is undertaken. And that is what this taslim is all about. Come what may, I will submit myself to Allah Ta'ala. The submission at every level in terms of faith and belief, in terms of action, at any level and every level. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from Mi'raj, he happened to see Abu Jahl the next morning. So Abu Jahl, in his normal sort of kind of mocking way, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what other news you got? What else you came with? What are the strange things you got to tell us? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very calmly, he mentioned that last night Allah Ta'ala took me from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa and from there to the seven heavens and beyond. So he only still mentioned this much. Said you went all the way to Baitul Maqdis, all the way to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and you still in the morning were with us here in Makkah Mukarramah. You went last night to Masjid Al-Aqsa and you're still here now. In other words, this is a total impossibility. So now just to further now some entertainment, he gathered the Quraysh, come and hear now. Come and hear this. So he gathered the Quraysh and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you saw, what happened? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats, Allah ta'ala took me, subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi, laylam min al-masjid al-haram, min al-masjid al-aqsa. He mentioned the detail. So some of them immediately ran off to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They're saying, did you hear what your friend had to say? This is what he's saying today. This is what he's saying. He went all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa and then went to the seven heavens and beyond. Do you believe it? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala's response and reply, in kana qad qalahu faqad sadaqa. If he said it, then it's true. If he said it, if you're making up something, then obviously that's something else. But if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitely said this, then it is 100% certain it has happened. You say, but how can you believe something like this? Something so strange. Something which the mind can't accept. That in the short while of the night, the person went from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa. In that period of time, that was a 1 month's journey. It was not possible for a person to do it in quicker time. Maybe if he did it with a very fast horse or something, few days, maybe quicker. 1 month's journey, and in part of a night, is already here in the morning. You believe this? He said, I believe more than this. I believe more than this. He all the time tells us that this revelation came down from the heavens. I believe it. Allah Ta'ala sent down this ayat, I believe it. So this is a small thing to believe. If he said it, 100% true. Now there was no one very great and important lesson in this was. There was no aspect of now, but does this make sense to me? Where's the logic in it? Submission is about what is established from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is 100% I take it. Something is in the Quran Sharif, something established in the Hadith Sharif from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is it. There is no need for me to find out what is the wisdom behind it, what is the logic in it. Total submission. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says they have فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. By the qasam of your Rabb, they got no iman. Until this is also part of them, until they make you the arbiter, in whatever their differences might be, that the Quran and the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the deciding factor. What is right, what is wrong? What is to be done, what is not to be done? Who's right and who's wrong? The Quran and the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will decide. Until they don't accept that this will be the arbiter. And then, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. And then they find no reservation within themselves from whatever you have decreed and decided. They find no hesitation in accepting it. Wholehearted acceptance of what Allah Ta'ala has said, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. Wholehearted acceptance. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. They totally submit themselves, totally, entirely. Until then, Iman is a problem. That Iman is missing entirely, or the spirit of Iman is not there. So now this is like submission. At any level, intellectually, in action, these are lessons which we have discussed on many occasions. The issue is, how much has the submission we improved in? How many times we have discussed these messages, but what difference it made in my life? What difference it made in our life? In becoming more submissive to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas the Sahaba, one time they heard it, that was it. One time they heard that إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. That all the gambling and all the intoxicants are haram, is all handiworks of shaitan. فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Refrain from it. As soon as this ayat was revealed, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he immediately verbally responded immediately, فَانْتَهَيْنَا فَانْتَهَيْنَا. Ya Allah, we stopped right here. Never again. And as this message was passed out in Madinah Munawwara, immediately whatever stock was still on hand was all thrown away. The streets, the gullies of Madinah Munawwara were flowing with it. Total submission. One command. And one first time, just being brought to their attention. And no ifs and buts. No ifs and buts whatsoever. Only what Allah Ta'ala commanded. I just need to know what. What Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given, that is it. Total submission. So now all that, and for years, this was flowing in their veins. But no issue of now there's an addiction, and there'll be withdrawal symptoms. Whatever it might be, is Allah's command. On the spot. Total abstention. And the Sahaba-e-Kiram, this was their common, this was not something confined to one person, two people, half a dozen people, few people. So across the board, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِعْهَدْ إِلَيَّ. Give me some advice. This was an ongoing thing, the Sahaba would ask for some advice. Advice for what they asked? To pass time? For some entertainment? No, the niyat for the advice was, I want to latch onto it. When that is the niyat, when we ask for some advice, when that is the niyat, when we attend some gathering of deen, that is the niyat with which you sit in the talim maybe, that is the niyat with which you read some authentic Islamic literature, that it's not for a pastime. It is not for some entertainment. I want to learn something which I will latch onto. Something of the Quran Sharif, from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to take it to heart. I want to make it a part of my life. I want to live it. When that is a niyat, then inshallah there will be barakat in that. Allah will give the tawfiq of it too. But if it becomes a routine, it just becomes another occasion. Or sometimes, now well, there's a function now. So that function will be a little bit missing in a deeni color. So now there's wedding, or there's some walima, or there's something. Now this deeni color, give it some deeni hue. So I have one bayan also. So the purpose of that, if it is to take some nasihat of deen, then that's a different matter. But just to now fill up a program and give it some deeni hue a little bit, then that becomes just a pastime. It's just to tick one box. Allah forbid sometimes it's just entertainment of some sort. It's just to, for the ears to enjoy something, but what the heart is going to take is another matter. For that moment the ears will enjoy it, but how much does the heart take? How much the heart took, that will be manifested in amal. How much the heart took, the actions will speak about it. In any case, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِعْهَدْ إِلَيَّ. Give me some advice. One simple advice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one advice. لا تسبن أحدا. Don't ever sway anyone. Don't sway anyone. Sub includes cursing somebody, swearing at somebody, some vulgarity, all this. لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. So as soon as he heard this, he asked to take something to heart, to live it, to practice on it. He thereafter says, now long, much time had passed in between. He's talking to his students. He says, from that moment, I never swore anybody, neither a free person nor a slave. Now, in that period of time, slaves had no position in society. They were nobody, nothing. If a person owned a slave, was like his commodity. He did as he pleased, because obviously Islam came and changed all that. But that was the concept in Jahiliyyah. So now many people were still new. He said, I never saw anyone. Never saw a free person. I never saw a slave. I never even cursed an animal. From that moment in time, I never even cursed an animal. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave one command. لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا. He gave one piece of advice. Don't ever swear anybody. لَا تَسُبَّنَّ. Person who has a little bit of understanding of Arabic can understand this تَسُبَّنَّ in the end, this noon, the tashdeed, it denotes emphasis. A very emphasized instruction. Don't ever swear anybody. So now, was this confined to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala? Was this a instruction only to him? Whatever the Sahaba were told, they were being told for the Ummah. Unless there was something that made it clear, something is being told specifically to a person. Otherwise, whatever the Sahaba were taught, they were the people who conveyed it to the Ummah, and they were selected for this. Allah Ta'ala selected them for the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they would learn and they would pass it on for the whole Ummah. Now this one time and total submission. Question is, we have also heard this, not one time, many times. We perhaps discussed it right here previously many times. And in many other occasions we would have heard this, we would have read it somewhere. But is this that submission in this one aspect of deen, whereas this is not just a minor thing. Sibab al-Muslimi fusuqun. On hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, swearing at a Muslim is a sin. La'anul mu'mini ka qatlihi. To curse a Muslim, the sin of it is like killing a Muslim. Cursing a Muslim, the sin of it is like killing a Muslim. The submission of it came or not? Or yusallimu taslima. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the mu'mineen. Their life is such, they hear one thing about what Allah said, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the Ummah, wa yusallimu taslima. They submit. No ifs and buts. They got no reservation about it then. No hesitation in fulfilling it, in implementing it. No matter what it might be, whether it goes against their own feelings, whether it goes totally against their emotions, whatever it might be. Hazrat Baqir bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala, he got his sister married. After some time, whatever happened, He divorced her. The entire iddat passed as well. Now, it might have been a clear word of talaq, so during the iddat he could have still recalled her, but he let that pass as well. Now, after the iddat was over, and now this nikah got terminated, now something finally crossed his heart and mind, and he came to some realization. So he decided to now come and reconcile, to perform nikah again. So now he came back with this proposal. Others had also sent a proposal already, and he also resent his proposal. So now when he resent the proposal, Hazrat Naqib bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala, his sister also was now inclined to this, that he rather remarry the same person. But he became very upset. He says, perhaps he was the guardian at the time. So he got very upset at this. He says, number one, I got you married, gave my sister in your marriage, in your nikah, and I honored you in this way. and then whatever might have transpired, but then you let the whole iddat pass as well. Now when everything is done and dusted, now you come in to propose again. He then said, I will never ever let this marriage happen till the last thing happens on earth. Meaning as long as I'm alive, this will never happen. This is what something he already now declared something. Come what may, this will never happen. I will never let it happen. Many times we have this kind of, in that moment of whatever emotions are, a lot of things are said. People say that don't ever come to my funeral also. And they use like a kind of emotional attack on somebody. But what else to tell him? So now something that hopefully even I'm gone, after I'm gone, this knife must turn in his hands. They say, don't even come to my funeral. But that person is gone, he'll know who came to his funeral. So in any case, it's all just shaitan at that moment takes a person's mind and he says all kinds of things. So in any case, Ma'aqib ibn Yasar, he said, this will never happen. Now sometimes a person, he blurted something in that moment, didn't think carefully, said something. But now afterwards he too realizes that I shouldn't have said this. But now to turn it around, that okay, let's now just forget about it. The biggest problem comes in the way is that his nose now comes in the way. If he is going to say, okay, it doesn't matter, I know I said that this will never happen, but now it doesn't matter, let it happen. His nose comes in the way, meaning the pride, the ego comes in the way. That now what was this? You had big, big talk, somebody will tell him, somebody or the other, because there are all kinds of people around. There are those people who stand around with water to douse a fire. The others who stand around with petrol, and if it is dying off, how to bring it again out? There are all kinds of people. You get those who are miftahan lil khayr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith says, Tuba. Tuba. Tuba meaning is a beautiful tree in Jannat. Meaning Jannat for the person. Tuba. Oh, glad tidings. لِمَنْ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ مِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرِ For the one whom Allah Ta'ala has made a key to goodness, He's always opening doors of goodness. Where there's something that can take a person forward, He's there to help. Some word of advice that can help somebody, some word of encouragement that will take a person out of his depression maybe, of his low, or encourage a person towards some righteousness, encourage a person towards becoming a better person, better insan, better Muslim. Allah made him a key to goodness. مِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرْ And made him a lock on evil. Tuba. Glad tidings for him. Jannat for him. And such people, they enjoy Jannat on earth, a kind of Jannat on earth. Because they themselves, Allah puts that peace in their hearts. They are trying to do good for others and lock the evil wherever it's raising its head. Allah Ta'ala puts peace in their own hearts. And وَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْشَرْ مِغْلَاقًا لِلْخَيْرِ And woe unto that person. Destruction and woe unto that person who has become the key to shar, the key to evil, to inciting something, to causing some difficulties. Something, there's no problem and he make it a problem. When there can be something said to calm things down, he'll say something to incite it. He'll do things that will create obstacles. Everything is going peacefully, he'll say something, do something that will shatter the peace. And miftahan bil khair. Some good is taking place, he'll put snuff it out somehow. He'll become the obstacle in the way of good. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wailun lahu. Destruction to such a person, woe unto him. This is not the quality of a mu'min. A mu'min, his heart is heart of goodness, of well-wishing, wishes well for everybody. In any case, Ma'aqib bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala, this, he said it, but then the ayat of the Quran Sharif came. Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat. The Sahaba were not like us. The ayat of the Quran Sharif came, وَإِذَا تَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضُوا بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ That if the person who has now already given the talaq and the iddat is over to. But if the ex-spouses are desirous of once again reconciling and making nikah in the proper manner, fulfilling each other's rights, then don't become an obstacle in it. Allah Ta'ala is addressing those around the situation. Don't become an obstacle in it. If this is, now both of them are wanting to now take this forward again and make this nikah again in the proper manner, fulfill each other's rights, don't become an obstacle in it. Maqib bin Yasar was the person who made this clear declaration, I will never let this happen ever in my life. When this ayat came, he didn't sit and wait for that ex-husband to come and propose again. He didn't sit and wait. He went to him. He went to him and he said that I am now getting my sister married to you again. And then he treated him with great amount of ikram and great amount of respect. Whereas he initially was so upset about it that this is what he said. But when Allah Ta'ala Suman came, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, complete submission. Total submission. No ifs and buts, nothing. Now these are some of the examples that we keep discussing to give us this lesson of submission, that what a great amount of lesson there are in all these incidents of the Sahaba Ikram. And then in every era, the pious personalities of every era, we look into their lives, we see the same lesson of submission to Allah Ta'ala in every sense of the word. No ifs and buts, no reservations, complete submission to Allah Ta'ala. Now the question is, after hearing all these incidents, after speaking about it, after reading about it, we will sometimes read about it, then what? So us to sit around and think, to ponder. My eyes, Allah Ta'ala gave command, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men to lower their gazes, to protect their chastity. Likewise, Allah commands the believing woman. So now, what is going to be my response? Taslim, submission, or hesitation? And, well, I'll see about it, but this is something that I really can't bring myself to it. Or complete submission to the command of Allah Ta'ala. Now we say that all these temptations out there, but this is the lesson Ibrahim alayhi salam is giving us. Ibrahim alayhi salam's incidents, that look, whatever it is, no matter what size of fire a person is threatened with, that's what Ibrahim alayhi salam was threatened with, and not only threatened, eventually thrown into it. The fire of Namrud. But when he refused to submit to the whims and fancies of Namrud and didn't conform to the people's norms, so now this fire was put in front of him, that this is where you'll be thrown. Well, if that's who it is, I submit to Allah Ta'ala. So if that's the fire that I have to fall into, well, that fire is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So what happened to that fire? When he submitted to Allah Ta'ala, and when he did not succumb to that, whatever pressures were there upon him, to conform to society and conform to the norms of the people, he stayed firm on the command of Allah Ta'ala. Doesn't matter who and what, and who might get offended by it, and who might not be happy about it, but he submitted to what Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So what was the outcome? The outcome was that what was the fire became the garden. When he was thrown into that fire, Allah Ta'ala commanded him, كُونِ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And he says, that was the best 40 days of my life when I was in that fire. Now what lesson this gave us? His total submission, it changed the fire into a garden. So likewise, there are these fires that all the time are around us as well. The fire of temptation, the fire of lust, the fire of all kinds of things. But the person who remains firm, steadfast, that come what may, I am not succumbing to this. I am submitting to one Allah. I am submitting to one Allah. And he will remain firm. So up to the 11th hour, the fire will still be there. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was already airborne, They catapulted him. They couldn't even get near to put him in. About distance, they catapulted him. Now he's airborne. What he's going to fall in, he doesn't know. Meaning that whether it will be a fire or not, he can see a fire. And he's airborne. And Jibreel Islam comes to offer help. And he says, Allah Ta'ala send you, or you came of your own accord. I took Allah's permission and came. Allah didn't command me to come. But I took Allah's permission and came. Amma ilayka fala. If you have not come by Allah's command, then I don't even need your help. My Allah is enough for me. And then when he now comes into the fire, Allah's command was already there. Kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So that fire became a garden for him. And the best garden ever. So now likewise, this fire of temptation, the fire of that lust, the fire of all the shahwat, the fire of all the things that are dragging a person towards haram, it's a fire that burns sometimes. But if he stays firm and steadfast for Allah's pleasure, so dunya is a place of test. Dunya is all about the test. Ibrahim al-Salam, Allah says, وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَانِ. When Allah tested Ibrahim al-Salam, such a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, we tested him also. Allah tested him, not because Allah didn't know, na'uzu billah, how he's going to fare. He was Khalilullah. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show the whole world, mankind till Qiyamah, look at my servant. I tested him, see how he passed. Now that's what we have to do also, following his footsteps. Remain firm. Till the last moment, he didn't know he's not going to fight, not going to burn him there. But he didn't flinch one moment. So now when a person will remain steadfast, so that mujahada is there, there will be mujahada. But Allah will change that mujahada into that garden within his heart. In the form of the sweetness of iman. And what will drive him forward then? That will get converted into this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. That mujahada for Allah's pleasure, suppressing those desires, for Allah's pleasure, for Allah's pleasure, he is not succumbing to all that temptation, to that evil. This is creating something in him, that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And as that gets more stronger in his heart, that will drive him ever more. And then it will be what in one couplet of Hazrat Abdullah Ali describes, Jaan de di maine unke naam par, ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. Jaan de di maine unke naam par. I gave my life on his name. Ishq, when the true muhabbat comes in the heart, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then that ishq is not concerned about consequences. Meaning if I give my life for Allah Ta'ala, then what's going to happen? How this will unfold? And if I now don't succumb to all these haram things, and I don't go to the wrong places, I don't attend these mixed gatherings, I don't do this, I don't do that, meaning all the wrong things, and don't give in to the pressures of society and whatever else, what will be the outcome, and how people will look at me, and what somebody will say and comment about me, and if I don't conduct my daughter's wedding or son's wedding and nikah in the way that everybody is demanding must do it, or the way society does it, I go about it in a very simple way, what people will talk about and how things will go, he's got no concern about all that. Ishq ne socha na kuch anjaam par. When there's true ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then there's only one concern. What is going to make my Allah happy? And there's only one fear, that Allah must not become displeased. That is the greatest fear, Allah must not become displeased. And the greatest purpose in life and the aspiration in life, my Rabb must become happy. That is that submission. So this is what these Mubarak days that we, mashallah, would be, inshallah, already we are getting into the spirit of Qurbani, and people are preparing to now selecting some animals somewhere maybe, where they're going to get their Qurbani animal done from and so on. In that spirit is to take these lessons. It's not just to go through the motions. Yes, the wajib must be fulfilled, but to take these lessons. And the biggest lesson Allah is giving us in the Quran Sharif in this ayat is the lesson of submission. Total submission for Allah Ta'ala. Now these are the things we have to keep checking within ourselves every day. How much did I submit today to Allah Ta'ala? And where did I falter? So now I falter today, make istighfar, make tawbah. make the intention, tomorrow I'm not going to falter. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow Allah forbid, if he faltered, reaffirm that intention. Genuinely, deeply from the heart. Make tawbah istighfar on the past. And reaffirm the intention going forward. And inshallah, as this carries on, with true sincerity, that submission will grow, that Muhammad of Allah will grow, that will drive to greater submission, and this is what will take us safely to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله جل جلاله عم نواله، الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
واعفو وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. Allahu alameen, ya Allah, O most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu alameen, make us your obedient servants, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who submit in every moment of life, ya Allah. In every aspect of life, ya Allah. Allahu alameen, ya Allah. Allah, you grant us complete tasleem, ya Allah. Complete tasleem, ya Allah. Make us Muslims in the true sense of the word, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the evil temptations and desires, ya Allah. From falling into all the evil temptations, ya Allah. Allah, you save us from the test of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Allah, grant us istiqamat of deen, ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, ya Allah. Bless us with inabat, ya Allah. Bless us with ruju, ya Allah. Bless us with khashiyat, ya Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with your محبت يا الله. Fill our hearts with your love, ya Allah. Allah, make us among your true ashaq, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, remove the love of dunya from our hearts, ya Allah. Remove the love of the ego, ya Allah. Remove all the haram love, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of deen, ya Allah. With the love of the a'mal of deen, ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, ya Allah. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, ya Allah. Accept our progenies in qiyamah, ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. And all those are sick, them shifai kamila, aratila, mustamirra, da'ima. Remove every trace of their ailments, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, those are any kind of financial difficulties, Allah, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's risk, ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib risk full with barakat, ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, those are any kind of anxiety, depression, worry, Ilahu al-alamin, out of your grace, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Grant itminan and sukoon to the hearts, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill the hearts with your muhabbat, ya Allah. Allah, grant us itminan through your zikr, ya Allah. You have declared Allah, bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Ya Allah, make your zikr the means of itminan in our hearts, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, throughout the world, ya Allah. You have the Muslims in any pain, suffering, ya Allah. Remove their difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. Grant them afiyat, ya Allah. Grant them afiyat in deen, ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen, ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, you remove all the zulm, ya Allah. Those Muslims who are being oppressed anyway in the world, ya Allah. Allah, you hold back the hands of the zalims, ya Allah. Give them hidayat, ya Allah. Allah, hidayat is not decreed for them. Allah, you wipe them out from the face of the earth, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, you save us from zulm, ya Allah. Save us from all the evils and vices, ya Allah. Save us from all such actions that bring down azab, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of doing that which bring down rahmat, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. We show your special assistance, ya Allah. Your special help and fazl and karam, ya Allah. On our brothers and sisters of Palestine, ya Allah. Allah, you protect them, ya Allah. Allah, you help them, ya Allah. Allahumma at'imhum min joo' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min joo' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min joo' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma kun lahum mu'inan wa nasira. Allahumma كلهم وعينك ونصيرك. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. إله العالمين يا الله. Allah, you give, ya Allah, hidayat to the redeemed also, ya Allah. If hidayat is not decreed for them, ya Allah, you wipe them out from the face of this earth, ya Allah. Allah, you bring such an azab on them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that mankind till qiyamah takes ibrat, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, you keep us steadfast on deen, ya Allah. Allah, keep us steadfast on deen, ya Allah. Allah, you enable us, ya Allah. Imbibe all the beautiful qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, bless us with the beautiful akhlaq of Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these beautiful mu'amalat and mu'asharat, ya Allah. Allah, enable us to follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Allah, all those who have raised their hands to this dua, all who asked us to make dua for them, Allah, you fulfill each one's jais needs and pious aspirations. Allah, remove each one's difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, our greatest need is to become yours, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, ya Allah. Allah, as much as we're clinging on to this earth, ya Allah. As much as we're still trying to, ya Allah, hold on to the haram, ya Allah. Allah, as long as much as we are trying, ya Allah, Allah, still be friends of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Allah, you bring us out of all this, ya Allah. And make us your friends, ya Allah. Make us your friends, ya Allah. Make us among your ushaq, ya Allah. Make us among your true lovers, ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, make us among the true ummatis of Nabiyyi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahu al-alamin, ya Allah. Allah, you guide us, ya Allah. You protect us, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.